One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to The Consumers. My name is Greg Warren. Let's start it off this way. We have a guest. We don't have a guest often, but we have a guest, Tim McKernan.
Greg, it's a pleasure to be here.
We're really glad to have you. Tim is a friend of ours, and he's also a longtime media personality in St. Louis. The Morning After has been a program on several networks.
Yeah, hard to find. Yeah, hard to find. Low-powered AM radio, but that is hot right now.
Yeah, currently on ESPN, the FM station, yeah. And it's a program that I've been on several times. Tim has been on. Yeah. It's a sports program, but much, much more. It's an awesome show, man. It's a great show. I've listened to it for years, and it's great. It's great to have him here. Sean O'Brien is also with us.
I'm back. Not a sports guy. But we have a lot to talk to him about.
How are you not a sports guy?
What do you mean? Well, I mean, and like, I don't have the education of sports like he knows. Like, wow. I'm going to ask him about the Bills. He's going to probably say, yeah, they'll win the Super Bowl this year. We're going to get into that. So I'm very excited about
got
that.
Got the Bills coaster. I'm fired up for it.
Yeah, you're supporting that.
Absolutely.
So,
I'm on board.
Tim, also a Mizzou graduate.
Oh, boy, when you use that term graduate, I'm going to have
Mizzou.
Oh, we got 8 hours left to knock out.
Is that right?
Got 8 hours we got to knock out. Yeah.
Whoa.
So I got to immediately step in there and say we got to knock those 8 credit hours out. But when we do, then I'll come back and we can celebrate the graduation.
And that's going to be a big episode. But so 8 hours short, and were you part of the J School there?
I was.
A broadcast?
Broadcast sequence,
yeah, yes. And then you went right into, you were on the news, right?
Television.
Yeah.
Little Rock, Arkansas was the first gig.
Wow.
Yeah. I hope that doesn't come off as a brag too soon.
No, it's name dropping. What we do here. It's what we do. Also with Tim Convey, my co-host,
great,
my buddy.
Great to see you. I'm going to assume, because he is here right now, that you don't know what fraternity Tim McKernan was in at the University of Missouri.
Oh, was he one of your brothers?
That's right. A proud Sigma Chi.
Sigma Chi.
Yeah.
That explains the not graduating.
That is tough but fair.
What's the story? Why'd you split? You had the gig and said, that's it, I'm out.
Well, when you have that local TV money coming in, you have the opportunity.
Little Rock calls, you go.
When Little Rock calls, you go. Great. You ain't the program on that. And so I split. I had a choice between Little Rock, Arkansas and Monterey, California.
Ooh.
And I chose Little Rock.
Of course you did, man.
And I was told by the news director in Monterey that if you want to move here, that's fine, but you probably won't be able to afford a car on what we're paying you.
Yeah.
And so that was a hint into the glamour of the industry I had chosen.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm heading to Monterey in a few weeks, actually. Yeah. Doing a gig at Pebble Beach.
Nice.
Yeah, nice.
Some real corporate gig there.
Good for you.
Tim also, well, you graduated from Mizzou, right?
I did.
Yeah. Dunking on me right there.
Yeah, sorry.
Graduated. However.
Took an extra semester.
If you just watched the show and you took notice of sort of attire and stuff like that, you'd think he went to Notre Dame. I mean, he's all about the Irish.
Well, he doesn't have green on today, man.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. But I mean, usually he's got so much Notre Dame gear. We're not sure that he's ever been.
Have you been?
I've been several times. As a child, we saw a game every single year. I've been many, many times, but I saw a game just a few years ago. And yes, I have some Notre Dame gear. So I grew up always rooting for Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Family ties?
Yes, I have several uncles on both sides that went to Notre Dame. My
this guy,
the leprechaun kid,
based on my grandpa.
That's his uncle.
Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
My grandpa went there. Yes, yes, and I wore a Notre Dame hat one time when the Irish were
making their run,
and these guys just teed off on me.
I don't know. It seems like more than once, didn't it, Sean?
Yeah, I thought we were calling it down the middle. We didn't know. I didn't know Tim was a Notre Dame guy. I believe him. I think he's telling the truth. We didn't know, and it was a fun thing to get him going. And when Tim gets riled up, it's as funny, if not funnier, than when I
get riled up. He's really, usually about three octaves.
But here's the thing. The Irish community, the Irish Catholic community,
thank you,
of which we are both members of, there is this odd thing, Greg, Sean, that I don't know why or how this happened. It's probably like early 20th century history in which, for whatever reason, the Irish Catholic community adopted the University of Notre Dame as a source of pride. And so I, too, come from a family, except on one side, my mom actually went to school there, and Joe Theismann has insinuated that I might be his son.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's been unfortunate on the program multiple times when he makes reference to hanging out with my mom in South Bend, Indiana in the late 1960s.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And then my dad would fall into the category of just Irish Catholic guy who therefore, because there's a leprechaun, believes he is identified with the football team, of which there might be one walk-on in the last 20 years who was Irish Catholic.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Oh. I'm trying to think if there's any other religion, culture.
Yeah, do we have anything going on there?
Yeah.
That's really dialed in. Yeah, there might be a business opportunity
probably
there.
Probably the Mormons with BYU.
Yeah, that's a nice play. That's the play.
I would think Mormons with BYU.
I think Jerry Falwell started up Liberty. I feel pretty good about that. They've had a nice program here recently.
Liberty does?
Liberty.
God, I remember when I was wrestling, they had a guy, Craig Holiday, man, All-American from Liberty. He was tough when they had a wrestling program. And then what's the one? Oral Roberts has the...
Oral Roberts.
Yeah. Oklahoma,
He's got the... Yeah.
Do you ever wear any Oral Roberts stuff?
Not like I used to. It was a phase.
See, there must be something going on here.
Yeah. No.
That was a phase.
Yeah. And then, my dad's side of families are all Jews from Long Island. I don't think they have
a school.
No.
A college.
There's that. What's that the very, very Jewish school where you go to be a rabbi in like New York City or something?
I can't remember.
Yeah. I'll get to it.
They're wearing gear. But you know, football team not strong, though.
No.
Like that school.
No, rebuilding gear.
Can I ask you that? I'm first of all shocked. I never realized that you split before graduating. I have a handful of other friends in that same situation who since looked back and said, you know what? I should get my degree. I should just take the online classes, do whatever for my parents' sake. Have you looked into that?
I have.
Not as easy as you would think.
Because some of the credits that I had may not carry over to present day. So there's that.
Okay.
But I made a promise to my late grandmother that I would graduate. And that is honestly the only reason why I would do it at this point.
Yeah.
So
I feel
saying,
real seriously about that.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, I'm glad, man. That's a thing. And we're going to help you through it.
Oh, so you're going to.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to get you there. But your concern is you go back to Mizzou and you say, hey, I'm 8 hours short. And they look at some of the ticky-tack classes that you took.
That's correct.
Yeah. And they're like, actually, you're a second semester freshman.
And I go back to the Sigma Chi house.
Yeah, she's pledging.
And take on the...
Get now,
hazed.
Yeah.
Yes. And seriously, since Rodney's back to school, we haven't had anything like that.
Yeah.
You know?
This could be the back to school.
This is the thing, man. I've always thought he's a modern-day Dangerfield.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah,
this
8 credit hours left. I'll go back. I'll knock it out. And then when I tell my kids, you got to go make sure you go to school.
Yeah.
If I'm the guy, you didn't graduate, then I don't have a whole lot of juice in the conversation.
You got to do it.
Know? So,
do you tell Little Rock, listen, I'm walking. I'm walking the stage in 6 months.
I actually walked the stage and they handed me, there's a picture of me receiving the diploma, but in the envelope, it's empty because I don't have a diploma.
No kidding.
So, I mean, this is really,
this is
smoke and mirrors. It is a
sham.
Exactly what it is.
So this is Mizzou, so you can walk technically without having.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And I remember telling my parents about that. Well, I can walk. And they were like, oh, okay. As if that, as an accomplishment, anybody can go up there and walk across the stage.
The people that are watching that ceremony, the people that are part of that ceremony got scammed.
They did.
And they're entitled to some
class action. Yep, late 1990s, Columbia, Missouri. Yeah. Get your money back.
I don't like it at all.
That's great. I never walked.
So you actually graduated but didn't walk.
Correct.
I walked but didn't graduate.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's
between
it's
the two of
swap.
Us. We've done it all.
What do you mean? Why?
The ceremony. So I took an extra semester. So it was December and I was on a family vacation for Christmas. I forget where we went. We went somewhere. Wasn't
probably
around.
South Bend.
Yeah.
Probably South Bend.
Just to buy stuff at the bookstore.
Basketball season was eating up. Yeah.
Get keychains.
Here's $150. You guys each go crazy.
I actually walked at Notre Dame. Empty envelope.
Sure.
Felt right, you know? But yeah, so I did. So I just missed it. And like, oh, you can come to do this one. I could have walked in the spring, but I didn't, you know, I was out of there.
You ever been to South Bend?
Oh, you better believe it. Yeah. Absolutely.
Of course.
As the biological child of Joe Theismann, I had to go up there and be handed off on the weekends.
I will say, man, outside of the University of Notre Dame, kind of a rough town.
Yeah.
South Bend.
They have a little work to do.
Yeah.
They have a little work to do. But they've got a lovely campus that's their oasis.
Right. Yeah. You know all those movies in the 80s about when the plant closed? I'm thinking your Gung Ho's. I know what you're talking about.
It could be rough.
Yeah. Is that Kurt Russell?
No, that's Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton. Okay. Getabe Watanabe?
Watanabe?
Yeah.
Is that somebody else? And we're getting into waters that nothing good is going to come of this.
Yes. I was going to say Long Duk Dong he played Long Duk Dong. And,
same guy.
Same guy.
Got it.
And a very good actor.
Yeah.
Actor. Also, Ronnie Howard's brother was in that one. Clint.
Clint Howard.
Clint Howard.
Absolutely.
That one.
Yeah. Very good.
George from Cheers.
Norm.
Gosh darn it.
George Wendt.
Yeah. Thank you.
George!
50-50.
Who did go to the University of Notre Dame.
True.
Whoa!
Yes.
He did.
George Wendt, Notre Dame, and just passed away.
And he clocked a 0.0 grade point average in, I believe, his second year, and they kicked him out of school, and he went to Rockhurst in Kansas City.
Oh, yeah.
No kidding.
Fun facts
really?
For no one tell. Yeah.
And Jason Sudeikis is his uncle.
That's George correct.
Wendt.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
See,
that's
that
amazing.
Which was an accident wow, okay. led to a stream of knowledge.
That's why this guy's the best. Mm-hmm.
Sean, now, you spent a semester at junior college?
Yeah. No, it was bad.
And they wanted you to play baseball there?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And it was bad. It was bad. I decided to party a lot, and I was taking like 3 credits. One class was history of sports, and I failed. Because I was like, this is going to be so easy, and you got to show up sometimes. And I I think I'm dumb now, but back then, boy, I was really dumb. I'm like, I'll just bartend for 10 years and then figure it out when I'm 30. And then I'm like, oh, boy. So,
Tim, I know you're a sports guy.
Yeah.
You're a sports journalist and a golfer.
I am, yeah.
I want to get your take on this.
Okay.
Okay? So at one point, the three of us went to a driving range, and I said, I'm a terrible golfer, which I am. And these guys were like, yeah, I'm terrible too. And then we get out there, and I'm like, no, these guys are – so terrible.
No, we said we don't golf.
Yeah.
We said we don't golf. I didn't say I'm a terrible golfer. I said, I don't golf.
Okay. I said I don't golf because I don't, but I've hit a golf ball enough, you know, and they were awful. All right. And I was awful, but these guys were like uncourt, like really, really bad. Sean's point was, and I want to make sure, because you're a guy that covers sports. Mm-hmm. Sean said the reason that he wasn't a good golfer is because he was such a good baseball player that the swings get mixed up.
Now,
so you were really attempting to run this bluff on your co-host.
He believed it at the time, okay? My point, and Stephen Wright is like, it seems to me in the off season that there are several baseball players that are pretty good at golf.
One of the best golfers is John Smoltz, the former Braves pitcher.
Oh, yeah,
former
okay.
Cardinal pitcher for a cup of coffee. But Braves pitcher. And he and Greg Maddux and Tom Glavine, because the starting pitchers didn't have anything to do on 4 of the 5 days, would go out and play golf every day. So what you wind up finding is that some of the best golfers are baseball players. However, in fairness to Sean, those are pitchers.
That's true.
Yeah. So if you're a position player, And you're working every day. See, that's
and
why.
Sean, first, you were, baseman. First baseman?
It's first baseman. Oh. I lost the job to a guy named Jeff Albert, happened to be the hitting coach for the Cardinals up until 2 years ago.
Your high school?
I was about to say that. We went to the same high school together.
How about that?
And I'm like, I'm better than him. He's Albert. He's got nothing.
Triple A ball. I believe he went triple A ball. I think.
My coach is like, don't do it, man. This kid's a freak. Like, you're not going to play. I'm like, I got this, coach.
Sean, without thinking, who do you think's a better golfer, you or Albert?
I'm going to say me because Albert can drive me nuts. Sorry, Albert. I see I'll say hi, but you know, you want to go shoot 18? Let's bring it. So my problem is, man, I'm actually not bad. I can't drive the ball. There's something inherently wrong with me with hitting it off a tee. It is breathtakingly embarrassing.
Like, so do you miss the ball, or just, you barely touch it, or it goes bad slice?
I think I have like what appears to be, oh, this guy can swing right, and then I get up top and I'm turning my wrist and I'm not hitting the ball with the front of the club.
Yeah.
And it's just, I just need a couple lessons.
You breaking it down to this level of sort of analysis is crazy if you actually saw what was going on.
You can't
say it comes down to how you're moving your hands if you can only see what's going on out there, Tim. Yeah. You're like, well, he's completely uncoordinated and he has never played any sport. I think
much less played baseball with a guy who's a major league hitting coach.
Look, it's bad. I'm not here to be pugnacious. I'm telling you right now.
There we go.
Is that the vocabulary word or the?
It's back, man. I took a week off.
Pugnacious.
That's what I got. I've never heard of it. I think I used it properly.
Tim, Sean, likes
explain
to
Tim why we what we're doing.
Sean likes to slip in a word of the week, something he would normally use that he learns, and then we all learn from it. There have been some really great ones in the past. Oh, I've got the Google pugnacious.
Okay, yeah, here we go.
Let me dog like.
Oh no, this is good.
Flat faced dog like. No.
Yeah, pugnacious. Eager or quick to argue, quarrel. Or fight.
Well, I think that was a perfect use of pugnacious.
Man, I really needed that today.
It was weaved in nicely.
Combative, aggressive, antagonistic are all. Man, that's a really good one, Sean.
I'm not here to be pugnacious.
It's an extremely good word for you, too. I mean,
and I think I crushed it, so I'm very proud of myself.
Eager. The last target bomb. I wonder where. Yeah. I'm surprised you haven't come across that word.
Yeah.
That's outstanding, great, man.
But bottom line is, Tim and I can't. Golfing is, I mean, Tim's bad and Tim's better than me. So I'm definitely at a.
I don't do it. It's not something I do or
even
know
I,
how
man.
To do or pretend or, yeah. or yeah.
Which is interesting, too, because the amount of time that Tim spends over at.
All right.
Oh, boy.
There's been some back and forth on the podcast about who is the most likely to join a country club. And,
It's you. It's a five-star lock.
I don't golf. I don't know how to do it. I didn't do it growing up. I have no interest in the game of golf whatsoever. Why would I belong to a country club?
Does Emma golf?
Emma knows how to play golf.
Yeah.
She grew up golfing. My wife, yes.
Where'd she play most of her golf?
Golf courses, typically.
Yeah. Where were these?
The greater Chicago area. not me.
Backing him into a corner. I watched you work there.
Yeah.
The brand this week is Hostess, guys. Hostess snack cakes. I'm going to tell you right up front. Tim, I usually do sort of a breakdown of the history of these brands.
Yeah.
And this is the most complex. I don't know if they're doing it on purpose, but it is so many companies going back and forth and trading this thing. Mm-hmm. And I literally was at the Starbucks to be like, I don't know if I can figure this out. So. Mm. This is going to seem, all over the place.
We should give Tim a little bit of context. This is the third, sort of snack treat.
The trilogy in a row.
We did, Little Debbie.
Mm-hmm.
We just did Tasty Cakes.
Tasty Cakes.
Where are they out of?
Oh man, that puts me to the test.
Yeah.
Once you say it, I'm going to be mad that I didn't know it.
It is like sort of.
Gosh,
very ingrained in the culture of a certain city.
Oh, and it drive me up the wall.
Thanks, Saquon.
Also, it's Philly.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
I was going to say Boys to Men, but that works as well.
I'm trying.
trying to help him, man. I was just trying to give him a little tip.
Yeah.
The guy's, he's a sports journalist.
Yeah, I know. That's why I thought I was just giving him a
Boys to Men was nice. Boys to Men.
I was just trying to be
Boys to Men. Yeah, Motown Philly.
Yeah.
Oh. Sure.
Yeah. Better believe it.
Yeah, you better believe it, brother.
Well, you might as well just said, think the Philly fanatic.
Yeah, I guess. You're right, man. Yeah, I should have said maybe Reggie White. That would have been okay, right?
Yeah. I mean, he's going to get Reggie White.
This whole episode is going to be Sean just dropping sports references, trying to impress McCurn.
Yeah. Dan Quisenberry.
I don't know what he's
talking about. Dan Quisenberry.
Or Quisenberry.
I love Dan Quisenberry.
I think he thinks when this thing's over, he's going to, hey, listen.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you got any extra time? Because honestly, we're thinking about getting rid of Kilcoin. Yeah. We're thinking about getting rid of Vaughn. And you seem to know a lot about sports.
Well, the pugnacious weave is the thing that caught my attention.
Yeah.
And now it's kind of quit pro quo.
As a guy who runs a show, that kind of thing, it's just smooth.
That was beautiful.
Yeah. I appreciate
it. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Can I ask one quick question?
Sure, buddy.
Just about so the Rams are gone. So do you have allegiance now to a certain NFL team, or are you just?
I do not. I found that for being a sports fan, I can't organically, emotionally care about a team if I didn't grow up pulling for that team. So I have not. I would have loved to have adapted an NFL team, but I have not been able to do it.
Therefore,
I'm a degenerate gambler and I cheer for whatever
there
team.
You go.
I'm with you there, baby.
There you go.
Yeah, Sean is right there.
I'll go over state lines right now to play better GM. Complete degenerate.
Yeah, I like that. I think I'm the same way. Other than, man, I moved to Houston right out of college, and it was during the Rockets' run for those two championships.
Sure,
and
absolutely.
I didn't have an NBA team, so I was like, I just got into the NBA and got into the Rockets.
But if you would have been, if St. Louis would have had an NBA team, it would have been difficult to switch allegiances.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
I would have done that.
So not having an NBA team changed the game for those of us in St. Louis. Yeah.
That being the case, and I've discussed this with Jackson from your show, you didn't grow up rooting for the Rams because they weren't here until you were a little bit older.
Mm-hmm.
Did you buy in completely? Were you?
Yes, I did.
You did. Okay.
I did immediately when they moved here in 1995.
That was it. Okay.
That was the moment. Yeah. And covering that relocation and learning some of the ins and outs that went on throughout that process was super eye opening. Mm-hmm. And therefore, I cannot pull for the Rams, and initially pulled against them. And now I'm just kind of apathetic.
Yeah. That was, yeah, I sort of stayed away from the NFL. I kind of still do. Because of him, I'll watch the Bills every now and then.
I'd like to see the Bills win.
Thanks,
for
man.
Real.
Yeah.
I really would. I feel like there's a handful of fan bases in sports, but I don't, that would be in that tortured category, and the Bills would certainly be in there. I don't know if at this point they are the worst one, and by the worst, I mean they've had the worst experiences.
Agree. Yeah, I don't think we're in the worst, but yeah, I think we're in a top five of, man, you got to be kidding me, scenarios.
Who else is, the Browns maybe?
I think the Browns would be live. I think
Lions,
Indians/Guardians would probably be in that category. They haven't won in a good long while. Now that the Cubs and Red Sox have won, I think Lions, I think that's live as well.
Yeah. You know?
And then if you include college, then I think we can throw our Missouri Tigers into the conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, boy. I just fired.
Fighting Irish, of course.
I spent more time
College 93.
Than either of you at Mizzou.
Well, I'm still a student.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's right.
You got me.
I'm still active.
That's
right. Let's talk about Hostess. Something happened in a church basement in Kansas City in 1905. That was Nafziger Bakeries. A lot of Kansas City when we get into these baked goods, If you remember,
you're right.
The Hydrox, I think, was
yes. You're
was
right, Greg.
Sounds right. Yeah,
there's a lot of Kansas City and these, and somewhere else too. I believe
a lot of mob there too. Is that related?
Organized
crime.
Organized crime and Joy's Baked Goods.
And the baked goods, yeah.
Could be.
Randy.
I mean, you guys, your fraternity at Mizzou, I think you guys probably have some contacts that you could ask about that. If you want to talk about the Kansas City Mafia.
We were the Sigma Chi Alpha was the branch.
I didn't say the
Missouri name
of the fraternity because I don't want to get in trouble with these people.
Yeah. Right? I signed an NDA, so yeah. I'm not available. Not available.
Yeah. 1849. There was a bakery on Broome Street, which is close to where I lived in the Lower East Side in Manhattan. Again, this is going to be a little all over the place. Okay. So forgive me. Taggart Baking in 1999 developed what is now known as the Hostess Cupcake. That was the first commercially produced cupcake. They had a chocolate, they had a vanilla, and they had a malt-flavored cupcake.
Pretty similar to what we know now as the Hostess Cupcake?
Great question. Not exactly.
Okay.
Not until 1950 did they put the cream filling into the cupcake and the squiggly line.
Oh, man.
That came from our boy Doc Rice. Doc was sort of a genius with this sort of thing, and he improved the flavor and the texture at that time as well.
Okay.
Now, where do you think he got the idea for the filling?
Tasty Cakes.
Between 1919, which was their first item, the cupcake, and then 1930 was the Twinkie, and then 1950. So it's in those 20 years, he had a lot to think about between 1930 and 1950. Then he saw those things probably were sitting together on the line one time. He's like, what if we put a little of that into that? I don't know there where the go. Squiggly lines came from.
Genius, though.
Yeah.
Doc Rice.
Doc Rice was your guy. Jimmy Dewar is the guy for Twinkies. That was in 1930. Jimmy was a bakery manager. He saw a sign for Twinkle Toe Shoes when he was walking to work one day. And what they were looking for was they ran a strawberry shortcake business, but when strawberries are not in season, they got nothing to do with that machinery. So he's like, what could we make with that machinery during the, let's call it the off season? Okay, what can we make of that machinery? And that's when he started fooling around with these. These were originally banana filled. It was banana cream that was on the inside, not vanilla. During the war, the Second World War, bananas were hard to. There was bananas that were on rationing, so they couldn't get enough bananas to make banana filling. They switched to the vanilla cream.
Are there banana filled Twinkies at market currently?
When the movie King Kong came out. They ran a special where they had banana filled
really?
Twinkies. Yeah,
the old King. I mean, there's been so many King Kongs.
Man, that's a good question.
Okay,
again, there's some holes in my research.
Sure,
I'm not gonna lie.
Not unlike a Twinkie.
Yeah, three holes. I tried to make these. I'm a baker.
McGurn's face.
Yeah, is that right? I'm really curious how it played out.
Yeah,
not well.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was terrible.
And what was the obstacle?
The getting the filling.
Is that right?
I made a pretty good sponge cake. I'll tell you that. But it was a.
But it was no Twinkie.
Yeah, and I tried to get that filling in there. My niece Tori and I, when she was younger, we baked all the time, and we started getting kind of adventurous. And I bought like the special molds for this stuff. And again, I made a really good sponge cake, but the cream
just couldn't figure
it out, man. I just couldn't figure out how to get it in there, and I couldn't figure out the right consistency of the cream. I think it was a little too liquidy to get in. There. It was a disaster.
Mm.
Yeah. But a pretty good sponge cake.
Wonderful sponge cake.
Yeah.
Failed experiment.
The problem is I shaped it like a Twinkie. Had I just had a normal size, normal shaped, I'd be like, hey, I got sponge cake. And they're like, nobody failed. But when you look at that, you're like, obviously.
We see what you're trying to do.
He's trying to do this and he fell significantly short. King Kong. They had a promotion.
Brilliant.
Yeah. But you have these banana twins that you were talking about. That's your favorite thing.
No, Heather's.
Heather's.
Yeah, that's her favorite thing.
For those of you who don't know, that Heather is Sean's girlfriend.
Soon to be ex-girlfriend. So she eats them constantly, but I'm not a fan of these things. Yeah,
and do they look like a Twinkie?
They're more like...
Zinger?
Like this, but longer.
A long zinger is for those of you in the audio.
There they are.
A little Debbie.
Whatever.
Product.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like kind of It's like a sandwich almost.
Yeah, yeah,
a cream sandwich in the outer. Now, do you think that that cream inside there is vanilla or banana flavor?
No, I think it's the exact same thing. Well, I know it's different companies. I think it's vanilla. Yeah.
Okay. It's
but
vanilla,
the banana is.
But
man,
the cake is banana.
Oh, it's hard.
See, like
it's
I should have made that.
You could have pulled that off.
Yeah.
You could have pulled that off.
Yeah. Now again, it would take me a while to get the consistency right on the cream, but just they don't have to drill the three holes in there.
No.
I mean that is.
They got a lot easier at Little Debbie.
Yeah. It seems like the next, next thing they did were donuts. You know what I'm saying? The little donuts.
So the powdered donuts?
Yeah, the powdered donuts. And then they've got the chocolate, too.
Okay.
The chocolate, to me, which I think really belongs to Entenmann's, that chocolate frosted donut. But the powdered, I think of Hostess when I think of those powdered white. My friend Steve Blanner, we saw him in the student union at Mizzou. We were all kind of, you know, cutting weight back there. He was on the wrestling team, and Blanner ate a whole bag of powdered donuts without drinking any liquid.
Oh my goodness.
And Buddy Smith called it out in front of everybody. This guy's over here. Everybody stop what you're doing. This guy just ate 13 powdered donuts without any liquid. Yeah.
That's tough, man. Two of those dry is a
real tough,
your saliva
man.
All gone. Yeah. All gone. So
Blanner, that's a biological phenomenon.
Yeah. Blanner, big shot at Wynn Casino now.
Well, yeah, you figure a guy like that goes on.
If you got that
degree
kind
of success.
Yeah. Blanner.
At the Wynn, you said?
At the Wynn.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Big
shot. Yeah. One time I had a corporate gig and I was staying at the Wynn and I was like, hey, man, I'm staying at your hotel. And I checked in and I found myself, they were like, there's your room. And I go, it's like some, I was like, hey, man, you're going to get fired over this. Like this, you can't put me in a, it was like the greatest.
Oh, it was like a palace.
It was unbelievable. Mm. It was awesome. I'm like, Blanner, you. I know you're a big deal, but you're going to lose your job. I'm nobody. Like this is a problem.
Just full supplies of donuts at every
nightstand.
Just had a stack of them.
And the water doesn't run.
Yeah. Not an ounce of liquid.
No
to be
liquid
seen.
There. Yeah.
That'd be a good. I don't know what does he do at the casino?
I think he's up there. You know, I think he deals with some of the high rollers, the whales, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
That'd so at corporate events. I think he might have hired Nate to do stand-up there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like corporate events. I wrestled Blanner in the state finals when I was a
Take him?
Yeah.
He was younger. I think I was. You
won.
I was a senior. He was a sophomore.
You won.
Beat him. And then we were teammates later.
Okay.
Wow, man. Blanner got fixed. Good job, Greg, man.
Yeah.
If I go to the win, I'll be like, you lost to Greg.
I was a junior. He was a sophomore. Yeah.
Not as big of an advantage.
Yeah, right. If you guys go look back, I mean, the key match that tournament was in the semifinals. Nobody thought I'd beat Mike Scheller from Hazelwood Central, and I as a match of my life.
Yeah. Is that right? Yeah. Big upset?
It was, it was a big upset.
About plus 600, I think, if I remember right. I had you. Thank you for that.
1950, that was after the war, came the snowball. Tim, you want to hold up the snowball? I met Tim McKernan. He was right next to it.
Sean, I don't want our guest doing the heavy lifting.
Okay, right.
I don't want our guest doing the heavy lifting.
That was out of line. That was out of line, man. Thank you. That's a snowball.
I've always wondered about this snowball. What's
man,
going on with this
there's
thing?
Something
know,
crazy.
Coke,
here.
Yeah.
There's
coconut,
something
right?
real crazy going on with this snowball. Okay. Anybody? Can anybody take a guess? Nobody will figure it out.
What do you mean?
Well, yeah, like, what do you, like, I need a little more.
Give us.
What do you mean something's crazy?
No snow?
Is there any no relation snow. Between any of these items on this table?
Is there any relation?
They're all made by Hostess.
Okay. They all have the cream filling.
Oh, there's no cream filling in this.
No, this has a cream filling.
Okay.
You're gonna.
I'm gonna blow your mind. I'm gonna blow your mind. Take one of these things, a Hostess cupcake.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the squiggly line cupcake.
Turn it upside down. Okay. Put coconut and pink frosting over it. That's a snowball.
Really?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah? So, how about that?
Look at these chiselers,
so
Greg.
Basically, guys, if you're on the audio feed, I'm taking a Hostess cupcake, I'm turning it upside down, and then I'm covering it with coconut...
Marshmallow.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Tim's
God,
breaking
he's
it
right.
Over. Yeah. Huh? Guys?
That's a handsome treat.
Yeah. No idea.
How about that, guys? How about that?
Wow.
Minus, no I believe, the squiggly lines on the bottom.
You're right.
And maybe
I didn't know.
How about that, man?
I mean, it's almost separate. I mean, the casing is coming right off of this thing. You're right. That's crazy. Had no idea.
Yeah.
Man, guess what? We'd have been here a while if Greg hadn't chimed in and told us what it was.
Ah, you never know what people know. I mean, that's why people come to this podcast, stuff like that.
For information.
Yeah, you learn a lot.
Yeah, man, you learn quite a bit. We've been accused, what did they call us? How did they characterize the podcast?
Three rednecks reading Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they...
Even with the Notre Dame education?
Yeah, I know.
Easy, Randy. Doesn't buy him any.
Randy likes it.
Take it easy, Randy.
I love that one.
Randy likes it, man. You got something going.
Tim, are these rough? What do you think, man?
Not my thing. I don't care for coconut in this context. This feels like a processed kind of, I don't
processed?
I don't like coconut that much.
What?
I know.
Not organic?
I'm just calling it like I see it.
Now, hold on. You're saying these Hostess snack cakes are processed?
I'm not getting a lot of organic out of this thing, is what I'm trying to say. I don't love it. I don't love it at all.
Yeah. Okay. Interstate Bakeries was the I couldn't figure out. Continental Bank Baking was the... They bought Taggart, who made the cupcake.
Okay.
And then Interstate Bakeries stepped in and bought them. So that was the company at the time. 1954, Interstate Bakeries buys Dolly Madison.
Sure.
You guys remember
Dolly Madison? I remember Dolly Madison. I do.
I associate them with the little donuts.
Okay. What else do you associate them with? What was their thing?
Something lemon?
Who were their mascots? It was all the Peanuts characters. Charlie.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Matter of fact, like each thing that they had was named after a Peanuts character.
I don't remember that.
But
really,
there's something on this table that came from Dolly Madison. It was originally a Dolly Madison product, not a Hostess product.
The pie?
Nah, buddy. No, it's not.
Randy.
The pie.
Oh, Randy's got
oh,
it.
Randy's got throw it over to
Randy.
Jump in.
Randy, you want to jump
it
in?
It would
on
be
this?
The Zinger.
There
I love those
when
I
was a little kid. The Zinger, man. The Zinger. And the Zinger was not a Hostess thing. That was a Dolly Madison thing. And then they sort of co-opted Zingers.
Hostess makes Zingers right now?
Yeah, it's one on the table, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh.
What do you think that is?
I always thought it was a competitor. Crazy.
That's a Zinger, man.
Aren't there light Zingers that aren't chocolate or no?
Oh, yeah, we got all kinds of flavor, okay, man.
Just making sure.
There's a budget. I mean, I can't buy every snack cake, buddy.
I get it.
You know how much money I'd spend on Little Debbie and Tasty Cake?
Quite
by the
bit.
Way, Tim, had to chase down a driver. I followed a truck to a retirement home in Kirkwood and bought a box of snack cakes off the back of a truck.
Is that right? Yes, it fell off the truck.
That's the kind of thing
like
that we
the Lufthansa
here.
Heist.
Yeah.
That's what went on.
Yeah,
that's what you do for this presentation.
Yeah, that's what I do, man. That's what I do. Sean,
yeah, man, it was tense.
Sean wouldn't do that. Basically told us that Lifesavers didn't exist anymore.
Yeah, right? Yeah, man, I don't know.
Went to one store.
Yeah.
I didn't want to get shot either. I mean, Greg goes in an unmarked car, just pulls over a baking truck, and also cash is exchanged. He's like, well, come on, man, give me some. I'll hook you up. You know, he's paying him 20. Then the guy hands him some sort of brownie treat thing or whatever, the butterscotch, and he did.
Whatever.
Eventually,
it was your favorite.
And it was.
It was called a butterscotch crimpet. It's a Philly food. It's their number two seller. And Sean said, and Sean is a guy who is a snack cake consumer.
It's disgusting.
Has
yeah,
said,
too much.
Has told us.
It's the number one I've had in my life.
That's the best snack cake he's
is
ever had.
Is that right?
I swear to you.
Prior to that, in one sitting, how many oatmeal cream pies had you eaten?
14.
Okay.
Wow.
Zebra cakes.
24.
Yeah, okay. So this guy's a guy who...
sicko.
You carry credibility.
He knows what he's talking about.
And weight.
He knows what he's talking about. And he said these butterscotch crimpets are the best thing he's ever eaten.
I couldn't believe it. Now I get why they're so hard to find.
1967, no. Ding Dongs and Ho Ho's. I saw some back and forth that maybe Ding Dong 67, and then some people said 1970 for Ho Ho's. Zingers came out in 1970 as well. The phone company, International Telegraph and Telephone, I think, bought this thing in 1968, the year I was born. Interstate Bakeries Corporation buys it in 1995. Before that, 84, Ralston Purina, St. Louis company, owned Hostess. Did you guys know this?
For how long?
It looks to me like 11 years.
No kidding. I did not know that.
Yeah.
And when was that?
84.
Really?
That Ralston Purina, St. Louis company, had Hostess.
Man.
Yeah. And then this Interstate Bakeries Corporation buys it. And then 2004, Interstate Bakeries Corporation goes into Chapter 11. Why do you think at that time things weren't going well for Hostess? Think about what was going on in the culture.
Tell me the year again.
2004. Now think about the run-up, probably late 90s to 2004, especially late 90s. Well, no, around 2004. Think about things that were going on with how people ate.
You know, oh, Atkins?
There you go, buddy.
Wow.
Atkins, South Beach diet hurt these guys bad. I think at the time Wonder was part of the deal.
Yeah.
So bread gets, you know, good job, Sean.
Thanks, man.
Atkins, that was South Beach diet, the low-carb stuff, they took a huge hit. They come out of bankruptcy in 2009, go private, go right back in 2012.
Brutal.
Apparently there was some union problems. They had a Teamsters were part of it and the Bakers Union, and they just didn't get along. They had to cut their wages because of, you know, things were declining because of health and the Atkins and all that. And they couldn't agree on anything. I think at one point they were like, yeah, we'll take the pay cut, but we're not unloading the truck. we're not going to unload the truck. And then for some reason, Wonder and Hostess were not allowed on the same truck. Maybe because of different unions
union
or something
things?
Like that. Yeah,
okay.
But it got, so that was when they kind of.
Bread union is tough.
Yeah, you know. So that's when it went in 2012. That's when things went, if you guys remember, it was like, we're going to be without Twinkies for the rest of our life.
Remember
you guys remember all that?
I do remember that.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. They all go down. One of my friend, Josh Arnold,
that's right.
Had a joke. At the time, I remember he said, we're losing I thought we were too fat to fail.
Yeah, it was like during the bagels, we bailed out the banks and we can't save Twinkies. Josh Arnold. That's
Josh Arnold, who was a guest on this podcast, too fat to fail. There's a company named Apollo that basically rescues Hostess. And they step in 2013.
What kind of business were they in?
They had Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Oh.
Yeah. PBO. And Vlasic Pickles,
great.
Among other things.
Great.
Yeah. And they cut the workforce huge. They cut it down. I think they cut costs, reorganized things. They cut it from like 8,000 to 1,200.
Okay.
They brought this thing out. They basically bought it for $410 million, and it looks like they sold it to Smucker's just a year ago to our buddy Brazzi for $5.6 billion or something.
Wow.
Yeah, so they turned this thing around.
Smucker's owns Hostess right now?
Yes. Yeah. Smucker's owns Hostess. Yeah. Just for reference, Smucker's owns Jif, which is sort of the hallmark brand on this podcast. It's what built this podcast.
Is that
my
right?
Buddy John Brazzi runs Smucker's. He's the chief operating officer there. We worked together at Procter & Gamble. We went to Mizzou together. These guys have taken shots at him. These guys are dirtbags. They're always begging for, like, we want a bunch of stuff. Brazzi did come through, sent Tim a nice Jif sweatshirt that he's gotten several compliments on.
It's a crew neck. It's brown. It's people I get a lot of compliments in public. Yeah,
I got a hat that I wear. I was very grateful for that hat.
Yeah, you did.
Uncrustables
hat.
I've been chatting with him on private message, so we're fine.
Yeah.
With
you're chatting with
John Brazzi?
Yeah. Is that right?
Are you serious?
Yeah. Not at all.
Oh, okay. I had no idea. I cannot believe we made it this far, and you're just now revealing that they are part of the Brazzi Empire.
It's recent, man.
I think it's great.
It's a big
very
reveal.
Recent. Yeah, they own Hostess.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
These guys, Apollo, I think they hired a small ad agency out of Charlotte. They didn't go with one of the big New York agencies. Mm-hmm. It was called Taboo Projects. They got it. They had some viral videos, supposedly, stuff like that.
I've heard. Wait, they were involved with another brand.
Tattoo name. Products. I'm sorry. Tattoo Projects.
Okay.
Taboo, no. Taboo's maybe a cologne or something. Sean?
I got nothing.
Your area
on that
of expertise
one,
is men's fragrance?
I'm pretty powerful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yes,
yeah,
you're
it's...
sitting next to him, so I imagine you already knew that.
Oh, yeah. It's delightful.
Yeah.
So Smucker's has it now. They have brought the new thing that out there. I didn't get them, called Kaz bars. It looked a little weird. Mm. We've eaten so many snack cakes. I thought maybe we'd just sort of narrow it down to the sort of the classics.
No Kaz bars?
No Kaz bar here. But I thought maybe
we'll not be rocking the Kaz bar. Yeah,
I was hoping somebody would get there. I mean, I was hoping somebody was going to get there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to sing it?
I don't feel good about myself, but I feel like I had to do it.
You did have to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do what with it? Remember that? Will Smith did a remix.
He did?
Yeah.
Whoa.
They go, it was just that hook. You know, just the clash. Yeah. Rock the cat. And do what with it? Rock the cat.
Who sang it originally?
The Clash.
Clash.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I remember Buddy Smith, the aforementioned Buddy Smith. In this, if you guys, he was the guy that yelled at Blanner.
Huge Clash fan.
You can tell he's sort of a troublemaker. But we had a guy named Sharif Zegar, who was on our team, really good wrestler. And Buddy would, I don't know, at certain times in practice, he'd go, Sharif, I don't like him. Sharif, I don't like him. And those guys were like best friends. But yeah, it was really good. Buddy's the coach of the Whitfield wrestling team.
Oh, yeah.
Those guys, I believe, took third in state this year.
Yeah.
I think it's time to maybe do a little bit of a taste test here, guys. So partake as much as you can. If you got sort of dietary limitations, we understand. But we're going to try to do a ranking here. Everybody grab. Here you go. Tim, there's a fruit pie. There's a fruit pie. Tim, there's a Twinkie.
Yep. Let's get a Twinkie over here as quickly as possible.
Ding dong. Cupcake.
Tim, you need anything?
Yeah. Yeah, I need a Twinkie and a ding dong, please.
Yeah. Sean, are you in on this?
I want to compare the tasty
cake ding dong or tasty cake cupcake to the Hostess.
Yeah.
Oh, do you have a tasty cake one there?
Yeah.
Wow.
Right, yeah.
Oh, that's a great idea.
So, hey guys, I'm not going to ask again for a Twinkie.
Oh,
there you go, buddy.
He's been pretty polite about it. I feel like as a guest, I shouldn't admonish anybody, but it's a little disappointing.
So go ahead, get to it. I'm going to try the cupcake right now.
Yep.
Problem with the cupcake is you got to go all the way to the middle.
Yeah.
Again, Tim, what we're trying to do here is get a ranking of all the Hostess snacks. Convy's already eaten a couple.
Twinkie's good. I didn't care for the snowball.
Yeah, you were really down on that snowball.
But I explained myself, you know. Why?
You broke it down, man. That's what I
don't like. Always that. Yeah. Boy, I got to say, I haven't had a ding dong in 25 years.
I'm pretty delighted right now with it.
The ding dong?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
25 plus years.
The ding dong was my favorite back in the day. The ding dong was a go-to. Now, here, do you guys remember? They used to have real tinfoil around.
I was just going to say.
Yes, you're right.
Like real tinfoil surrounding a ding dong. Man, there's no way this is as good as I remember. We're going.
Is there a?
Oh, this is a ho ho. You got a ho ho?
No, I need a ding dong too. Thank you. Cupcake is good. That top part is hard to beat if you do the peel off.
I mean, right now, clubhouse leader for me is the cupcake.
Twinkie for me.
Really?
Yeah.
I use that right? Mm. Clubhouse leader?
Perfect.
Okay, good.
Jim Nance.
Yeah. I don't know if the listeners heard that because he was eating. Tim McKernan, veteran sports journalist, compared me to Jim Nance.
The clubhouse leader weave, second only to Pugnacious. From Sean.
Yeah, you can't compete with that.
Yeah, he's gonna beat that.
That ho ho is great.
Well, here, so get this, man. I'm telling you, calling it down the middle.
Yeah,
the tasty cake,
cupcake,
5 times better than the host.
Yeah,
whoa, it's crazy.
Wow. I thought you were. Gonna
I will
say
never.
That.
If I find this, Yeah, here you go. That's that's the tasty cake. And
I had a
really
feeling. I had a feeling.
Just better on all sides. All
really?
Right. The only thing they have better, it's better aesthetics with the Hostess.
Yeah, looks it does have better aesthetics.
A little,
I agree
a little
with
cleaner.
You.
It looks a little sloppy in there. But
because it's half plastic.
Sean, I got to ask you
this.
Yeah,
it's 100% amazing, man.
Are you at all influenced? I'm not. I know you tend to call it straight, but are you all influenced by the fact that butterscotch crimpet made by Tasty Cake was your favorite food you've ever eaten?
Not at all, buddy.
You don't think you don't think that biased you in any way?
It doesn't, because I had their cupcake first yesterday, anyways, and I was like, I think that's better than Host.
Did you just try both of them, Tim?
I did.
Sean.
Oh, you're talking to Mr. Connolly.
Oh, Sean is absolutely right.
Sean's right.
Tasty cake is
crazy.
You want to see if McKernan feels the same way?
Oh, sure.
You want another one?
Yeah, you got one, Randy?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe some napkins?
Yeah. I'm going.
Wow.
What are you doing? FY. I'm going in on the ho-ho.
That's a ding-dong dummy.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah. Did you get them all?
I did.
Yeah.
I did. I can file a ranking.
You want to go first?
I'm happy to. I'm honored. I'm honored as your guest.
All right, this is tricky.
I'm about to get a tasty cake here.
Give me a couple of those, Randy, if you don't mind.
Crazy.
Fine.
I just split it up.
Okay, but before we go there, Tim, let's go ahead and go with just this is just the Hostess ranking. Okay, you want to start from?
I'm going to start from the bottom.
Okay,
to build up the anticipation.
Man, see, that's a sports guy.
Yeah,
right?
No, you got to get better at teasing
good,
this industry.
Yeah.
The
when we come back,
coming up, cherry pie is in last place.
Okay.
And I think that's kind of without question.
Did you try the snowball?
I haven't had the snowball.
Give him the snowball.
I haven't had the snowball.
Be careful, man.
Be careful.
That could change things. That's
is that right? It's
not
that bad.
Amazing.
It's that bad.
Not amazing.
Rushing to get in because I'll be surprised if it's.
If you're into like stale marshmallow, you're in luck. But
wow, it's not good.
Yeah,
it's really not good.
Not good.
However, cherry pie will maintain the cellar.
Whoa, okay, not moving the needle.
Now, see, that's something right there.
No, I mean
cherry pie's still at the bottom.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Principled. Snowball, right. Second to last.
Oh, I saw another one you didn't try.
What else didn't I try?
Oh my God, boy.
Yeah. All right, see. Got to get this now.
A zinger, also known in the business as a dry ho-ho.
Yeah, what's the deal? Like, how does it... Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Wow. That's going to be second to last now. I'll move Snowball up, the third to last.
Okay, so we got last place, the
cherry pie.
Second to last is the zinger.
Yeah, that was rough.
Then third to last.
Snowball.
The snowball. Now we're getting into some good stuff.
Yeah, now you get into some classics here. Okay. This is fun. This is now the NL East. I'm going to go with the ho-ho here.
Ho-ho.
That will finish in fourth. Now we go to the platform.
Wow.
I was really surprised, but I'm going Twinkie bronze medal, and I think that's probably going to be the chalk as a favorite. And then what really surprised me, this was a good battle here back and forth throughout the season, but I'm going to go with Cupcake second, and in something I never would have predicted,
wow.
The Ding Dong is
know.
First. I
the
can't
ding
believe
dong.
It happened.
That's
I can't crazy. Believe it happened.
Wow.
I came in here
nobody
and I was,
can.
I can't believe it. I was like, Twinkie, of course. And then I sat here and I enjoyed the Ding Dong, and I thought to myself, I might finish this Ding Dong. I'm
Man.
Really enjoying
wow.
it.
That's like a 12 seed winning the
twist.
Tournament.
Stunning moment.
I just lost $400.
$400 on the line.
Yep.
Ding dong won.
Tim,
wow.
you, how would you rearrange these?
I have no interest in the cherry pie. That's not my thing. I exclude it completely.
So that by default, that's last place.
Correct.
Yeah.
I agree with
didn't
a
even
lot
get
of
in
what,
the tournament.
Correct.
Yeah.
I agree with a lot of what McKernan said. The snowball is bringing up the rear for me.
Okay, so snowball is you know the fruit pie didn't even get in the tournament.
Yeah, it didn't get a bid.
The snowball is de facto last place.
And you got to keep in mind, and I've set this precedent. I give points for a unique product, something where you're only going to find it there. Therefore, the snowball
should have been up there.
Points are up there. That's how bad.
That's
the snowball
how bad
is.
The product
yes.
is.
Here's
well,
the thing, man.
I want to be clear about that.
I want to make a few comments about the snowball because. I took some shots at Tim Kami, my buddy, 20 minutes ago when he called it processed.
Yeah.
Going in knowing that it's processed, it's still, it's, you feel the need to say this is processed.
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Basically, they said, whenever that was, whatever year they brought those out, they said, let's take a cupcake and see how we can screw it up, is what they were trying to do.
First up, upside down. Second up, who's got some coconut?
Okay, so yeah, you got, this is no surprise to me. Okay.
Right. And then I'll go, I like where that is. The zinger was, it was okay. It was fine.
Dry.
So here's where we go. Here's where it starts this to work, put the man to the test.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
you know, this is where we put the man to the test.
I'm just gonna say it. Twinkie is my number one. Again, they get the unique points. Yeah. That did live up to some of my memories when I had a bite. It was good. I did like it. And then I think I like where you are there. But I gotta tell you, and I hope we get back into this, brand versus brand. What Sean said, the Tasty Cake one was so much better that it wants. It makes me want to affect that ranking.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the problem.
I just I had a bite and I was like, this is fine.
You can't take it below 4.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
But the ho-ho was fine too. I all those are fine. The ding dong, what do you have right now?
Twinkie 1, ding dong 2, cupcake 3, ho-ho 4. That's what we currently have.
I'm going to need you to move the ding dong to 3.
I disagree with it, but I'd be happy to. 2.
Keep that ho-ho at 4, the zinger at 5, and I am cashing out
there
right
there.
Yeah, that's me.
I need a little more data. Sean, could you hand me that Hostess cupcake over there?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to dive back into my ding-dong and consider McKernan's ranking while we do this.
I was really surprised. A little alarmed, actually. I don't remember the ding-dong being this choice.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
It's airy. It's
yeah,
it's light.
Fluffy.
Yeah.
Compliments the chef.
Nothing crazy on the bottom half. I'm going to put this thing, this snowball in last. I'm going to go a little bit of a surprise. I'm going to move the zinger down below.
I think that's a nice play. Okay. I think it's a controversial play, but I respect it.
Okay, yeah. So I'm taking the zinger. It's below the fruit punch.
Yeah.
Okay.
That zinger's a tragedy.
I want to make a comment. I think this sort of individual serve fruit pie is kind of a cool looking package, man. I never remember this when I was a kid.
You
had
remember
the whole
at all.
Deal or nothing, you know? So I think the fruit pie's there. Now, again, we get into this is where it gets tough.
Yeah. The top 4.
I'm going to make some enemies here, okay? Twinkie goes down to number 4.
Wow.
Yeah.
What
Twinkie
a moment.
Goes down to number 4, okay? And then I'm putting the ho-ho at number 3. And I'm doing it. I'm putting ding dong number 1. Ding dong 1.
Wow.
Ding dong 1.
Wow. Performance by ding dong today.
Wow. I'm going ding dong 1.
Unbelievable.
And I only went there on that. If you guys remember, just a couple minutes ago, I was like, give me another shot of that cupcake. And I was like, no, it wins, man.
Tim, you've been enjoying to really study it.
Yeah,
now that Greg and I are on board, and ding dong is really having a big year. Are you now convinced based on enjoying a little more sample size?
So I did more of that. I also had another bite of the Twinkie.
Sean, could you, if you don't mind,
yeah, man.
There's a package of cupcakes, I think, that might have a couple left in there.
Okay.
I only got one pack. I pulled an O'Brien, didn't get enough samples.
I hesitate to change my ranking, but I by no means would argue with you guys.
Really?
I understand and respect putting that ding-dong at number 1. It is good.
Might be hidden, Sean.
It's airy. It's light.
Cupcake. Yeah, I know, buddy. Because what I want Tim McKernan to do is try the Tasty Cake cupcake versus the Hostess cupcake.
Okay.
So this
that's
is,
the Tasty Cake right there.
All right. Be happy to do so. Sean loves the Tasty Cake, and that then dominates every other product. That's essentially
he's
what
the thing is. He's a little biased,
but there's some bias
he's
in there.
Such a fan of that butterscotch crimpet that However, I bought off a truck.
But but that's just as of yesterday. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so I've never heard of the company.
That's
I didn't
exactly.
even know this place exists.
Yeah, it's fair.
I think he's playing it fair. I mean,
Tim McKernan is trying the Tasty Cake.
Tasty Cake.
I got to tell you, I agree with Sean.
Without even going back.
I agree with Sean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that the best thing you've tasted today?
Yes.
Yeah. See.
Whoa.
Yep.
What?
And I did not see this coming, especially several weeks ago before we started this run of snack cakes. I'd have told you Hostess all day. Mm-hmm. I mean, certainly the nostalgia, that's what I ate growing up, and I have a fondness for the Twinkie. I would have told you Hostess all day. Then Little Debbie rolls in here, and I'm
you're going Tasty Cake?
I'm going Tasty Cake.
All right.
Little Debbie rolls in here, and I'm like, okay, these will be good. Little Debbie blew my mind. You saw it. It's on tape. I couldn't believe it. And then Tasty Cake last week kind of did the same thing. I thought it wouldn't be able to compete.
Man.
It was so good. This is third place. There's no question. These are inferior to those other two.
Yeah, no, it's a really dark day for Hostess with the group, man. It really is. I mean, I thought if you would ask me a month ago,
not if you're a ding dong.
Yeah, ding dong stock surging.
But I mean, look, even like we're all saying that the best thing on here right now is the Tasty Cake from yesterday.
All right, I didn't say that. I said I agree with you, Sean. I agree with Tim. Tasty Cake is a little better than the Hostess cupcake. I'm not saying it's a slaughter. Okay, I still on this table. Everything on this table, I'm picking that ding dong.
Wow.
What a great win for ding dong. That's rich.
Yeah. Here's where it gets a little crazy, and I'm sorry, you may not be able to participate in this. This is the number three in the trilogy.
Yeah.
And guys, and we'll come back. We need to lay off. We're all pre-diabetic at this point. Like we got to we'll come back to
full-fledged. What are you talking about, man? I'm all in.
We'll come back to Entenmann's. We got to pick up what's the Hispanic
Bimbo
snack cakes. I don't know if Drake's are still around. Wow. I'd have to get into that. But out of all the cakes, Little Debbie, Tasty Cake, Hostess. Yeah. Give me your top three, Sean.
Mm. All right, just let's everyone relax. Man. All right. Here's my problem. Just here. I got to talk this out.
Okay.
Because Little Debbie, almost everything they have, they don't miss. It's all good.
Yeah.
However, here's why I'm in the weeds right now. The 1-2 products on Tasty Cakes out of everything I've had in the cake department is the butterscotch thing. And then their version of their cupcake.
Okay.
Like those two are better than anything from Little Debbie. So this is where I'm torn. Like, do I go with, I'm going to do it. I'm going to say Tasty Cakes.
But I mean, what's the top three items?
For Tasty Cakes?
No, for everything.
Oh, okay. I'll go the butterscotch.
Butterscotch crimpet.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't do this, but I will. I'll stay loyal. I'll go oatmeal pie.
That's what I thought.
Nice.
And then
buddy.
I'll go three back to the Tasty Cake.
Back to the Tasty Cake cupcake. Tim.
Same thing. The products. Brand-wise, I want to say for me, it's Little Debbie number one. Tasty Cakes number two, not far behind, and then Hostess is coming in at number three.
Okay.
I can't even remember my, you know, it was a few weeks ago at this point. Yeah. I can't even remember my rankings. Did I have oatmeal pie number one?
You had oatmeal pie number one and zebra cake number two, I think.
I think those are probably still my number two.
Yeah.
And then Tasty Cakes, I'll put in, I guess I'll put in their cupcake. What was my top ranking on Tasty Cake?
You like the butterscotch crimpet as well. Maybe the candy cake. The peanut butter candy cake?
Yes. The Jessica Tandy thing.
Yeah.
It was Tim McKernan. It was described as if Angel Food Cake and Reese's Peanut Butter Cup had a child. That's what.
Yeah, that's the way to describe it.
Yeah.
It sounds delectable.
Yeah.
So that's that's where I stand. And again, for the record, I'm shocked by these findings.
Yeah.
Didn't know much about Tasty Cake at all going in.
Never heard of it.
And was sure that I loved Hostess, and I'm very disappointed. I also want to say publicly, as you said, Smucker's has only recently taken over. I think they're going to right this ship. I think they are going to climb the rung.
There's nothing wrong with anything
Give Brazzi some time.
I mean, yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with what's going on here, man. I think, again, I'm probably the outlier here. Ding Dong is in the top three.
Wow.
Yeah, Ding Dong is in the top
three. Stunning moment.
Where did I have Little Debbie stuff ranked, man? Where did I have
I don't know.
I think it's not Nutty Buddy. It's not Stark Crunch.
Oof.
It's not. What else did I like?
Oatmeal cream pie?
Not oatmeal cream pie.
You're not
I thought the zebra cakes you were.
Zebra cakes. Boy, those are good.
Yeah, man. I think you maybe throw zebra cake in there, and then out of nowhere, I'm going to take that donut stick from
donut stick, the lemon blueberry donut stick from Tasty Cake.
A little breaking ball.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was not bad either.
I think it was good, man. It was really good. And I might even take the donut stick from Little Debbie. It was pretty good.
It was pretty good. You're right.
Is there anything else I didn't? I mean, Zebra Cake's pretty awesome, man.
Yeah. Really good. And you, again, they get the unique points. That's its own thing.
Yeah.
Tim McKernan, are you familiar with the moon pie at all?
I am familiar with the moon pie.
Okay.
Not necessarily a go-to.
No.
But these guys hate it.
That something you like it and Tim and Sean don't care
for? He hates it. I tolerate it. He likes it. But we think a lot of it is him sort of trying to appeal to our Southern fans.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
So this is performative.
Nate, this podcast skews Southeast, and these guys think they're questioning really my integrity, which I don't care.
I'll say this. Can I say this? Yeah. I'll eat any moon pie anytime over whatever. This
oh, no question.
I'm not here to be a jerk, but this is a real problem. Like, I'm guessing what Hostess is doing. This is like the penny right now. Like, they're not making any more. There's a couple million in circulation. They're gone.
I'd rather eat a penny. To be honest.
I think I would rather eat.
All right, man. All right. We don't want to pile on.
I'm not, no, but
we've
it's
never
like,
done that on this podcast.
I'm saying nice things about the Twinkie and other, like, they have a fine product. I just want to talk, like, who's on the team behind this? And they're like, yeah, more of this. This is work. I mean, we as a group all concede that this is the worst thing on the table.
I think the biggest aha moment was when I had to go back on when Tim called it processed and I made fun of him. And then I said, you know what? It actually is notably processed. Just the way the marshmallow sort of just peels off.
Yes, it's like a separate thing.
It's like, should we find a way to fuse them together? Nah.
Really. Yeah.
It's like... it's like when I got called out on Last Comic Standing by Keenan Ivory Wayans, and he said, it feels like you just sort of forced that one joke in with the other jokes, and it didn't belong. And I was like, that is a very fair thing to say. That is on the money.
He's
very insightful, Keenan.
Yeah.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Tim, you want to go to some fun facts?
Yeah, I would love to. My fun fact sheet currently just
a little
riddled with
crumbs,
oil, processed coconut. Here we go. In 1979, Dan White murdered his boss, Harvey Milk. Harvey Milk, famous politician in the Bay Area. There's a movie starring Sean Penn. I believe it's called Milk.
That's right.
That tells his story. So he was murdered by this guy, Dan White. And Dan White's defense was he said he was on a sugar high from eating Twinkies. Very famous court case, was in the courts for a long time. That was his defense. And the charge was reduced to manslaughter. Think about that. He killed his boss. I mean, he knew what he was doing. It was his boss, the whole thing. And it got reduced to basically if you accidentally run somebody over with your car, that's basically what he got charged at.
Right.
That's wild.
Known as the Twinkie defense. That's a thing, the Twinkie defense.
Yeah.
I do want to make a point. During the Tasty Cake episode, Sean didn't want to eat anything, and then he wound up going pretty heavy on those crimpets and
gone. Lost all focus.
And you off camera thought about murdering me.
Extreme, but
Tasty Cake, the crimpet defense doesn't have quite the same ring.
Nah, doesn't, man.
Yeah, it sounds British.
Twinkie defense is like, I can get on board for that. Yeah. Up next, George Blair, I'm going to say, was a candidate for Minneapolis City Council in 1986. He was accused of bribing voters with Twinkies and other Hostess cakes. So I assume he's outside the voting, the polls, saying, hey.
Yeah, I think he pled guilty on this thing. I don't think he did any time. I saw.
Well, he's not bribing with snowballs.
And he say he kind of,
the other guy.
He's handing out snowballs.
That's how, I will not vote for you now, man. Away from me.
Famously, quite a few mascots over at Hostess. Most notably,
Twinkie the Kid.
Twinkie the Kid.
What a legend.
Yes.
Sort of a cowboy themed guy.
Yeah.
Is he on the front of
No. He's not?
Twinkie the Kid's not on there.
At one point.
Where'd he go?
Yeah, they took him off, and then there was a protest from this middle school kid at one point. Got him back on, it looks like.
Yeah, in 1988, Hostess got rid of Twinkie the Kid. This guy, Justin Slivka, a 13-year-old middle schooler, organized a boycott of Hostess products and sent a petition with 135 signatures. That's not very many.
Not a lot.
Yeah.
They actually thought this guy was a college kid. It was actually a child. And then in 1990, they brought Twinkie the Kid back. They invited Slivka to a Twinkie birthday party at headquarters.
I think there was like around 15,000 signatures to get rid of the table, wasn't there?
Yes.
I think 20 minimum.
Larger outcry. So he's back, but he's not on the box right now. It's a little bit concerning.
That's probably in the budget cuts. That was probably one thing that had to go.
Can you imagine what he was making after all those years? Fourth in at the company, from what I understand.
Making more than the CFO, you think? Twinkie the Kid.
Yeah.
Why? Wow.
Very well could have been. I mean, I think he did, especially in the early days, he did other stuff. I think he also did the books. He did some accounting and stuff. You got to startups at that kind of time.
Sure, but by the end of it. He did nothing. I bet. Yeah, just, he did zero thing. Yeah,
just drunk with
power.
Hey,
kid, would you mind? I would mind, actually.
Twinkie the Kid, Captain Cupcake.
Wasn't even a good lassoer at the end, from what I heard.
Totally mailed it in. Yeah. Twinkie the Kid, Captain Cupcake, Fruit Pie the Magician.
Yeah.
King Ding Dong,
which King Ding Dong,
we pay homage. What a surprise!
Right
out of nowhere.
Right.
Yeah. King Ding Dong.
Be McKernan's new name among the coterie. Whatever. King Ding Dong coming back on.
Yeah. King Ding Dong coming back.
We got him again.
Yeah.
Happy Ho Ho.
What was he?
He's a Robin Hood type character.
Okay. Yeah. He shot arrows and stuff like that.
Yeah. Stole from the rich.
Captain Cupcake? He was like a nautical.
No, is that what he was?
Yeah,
he was a nautical character?
Yeah. He was a boat captain. That's what he was. Yeah.
Okay.
Fruit Pie the Magician. I do remember that. That was a bit of a stretch.
I remember that. This one I loved. Chauncey the Chocodile.
Oh,
Chauncey the Chocodile.
That's what's missing here.
That's what's missing. And I think that could have improved their overall score.
Chocodiles were my favorite. He was like sort of a crocodile, and he had a little. It takes a while to eat a crocodile.
Yep.
A chocodile, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It takes a while to eat a crocodile. In my experience, it did not.
No, it didn't take much time at all.
Not at all. Yeah. Sean, how long did it take you to eat that box of oatmeal cream pies?
How long would it take me?
How long did it take you?
I mean, like a minute.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sick. Sick in the head.
Yeah.
With me. And stomach.
I got to be honest. During the Tasty Cake episode, and during the Hostess episode, amazing restraint.
Yeah,
on your part. Yeah.
Not really, man. I think I ended up having three of those butterscotch things.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, that's how fast I am. That's what we're talking about.
Maybe that explains why you wanted to murder me.
Woody Harrelson, if you remember in the movie Zombieland, ate Twinkies. Woody Harrelson famously is a vegan, so he's eating fake. Vegan Twinkies, not real Twinkies in the film.
Yeah.
Faustus.
Oh, yeah. You said that's a thing, right?
Faux.
That's right. Yep. Yeah.
This is the second time that Tim, in two episodes, felt that he needed to spell out Faux to me and Sean because we're stupid.
You feel like you're being talked down.
And yet. I didn't have 6 years of French. I didn't have take three at Mizzou and three at Kirkwood High School. Now, yes, they were the first. I did repeat. I started over at French one at Mizzou, but we hit faux on probably week six. Okay?
Yeah. You gotta spell it out. I don't think that's that crazy. I stand.
Did
by
you
it.
Feel talked down to?
No, I don't think he was talking. I think he just he's in his head. That's just how he would. I think you would say that way to anybody you were talking to.
It's a joke that works better if you read it.
Yeah, all right, fine.
Then just saying.
I dare you to do it to Emma. I dare you to talk down to her like you just talked down to me.
I'll do it.
Do it.
Fine.
Let's see
the Faustus experiment.
Let's go.
Twinkie's last.
Emma, did you ever hear of the Faustus experiment? It's a FAUX.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think that'd play well. Yeah.
Next episode, I got a black eye. Yeah. It's not funny to joke about. Twinkies last 65 days from bake. I had a thought a lot longer, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
It's 2 months.
Yeah, there's memes that they, you know, forever.
Yeah, I'm throwing a flag on that. I'll eat one 90 days old. I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to happen. I think it's just a way to be like, oh, no, 90
days,
I got to go.
90 days out of the wrapper?
They're saying out of the wrapper.
No, I'm asking
saying,
you.
Out of the wrapper? Oh, man. I feel like that changes things.
Yeah, I think so.
I'll put the man to the test. Right,
I'm not that much of an animal.
I wouldn't do it.
But in the wrapper, I think you can go 3 months.
Yeah, I would think so, too. But they guarantee customers 45 days, so there's a little grace period there. Twinkies, we talked about this, were gone for 18 months. They just stopped them, that whole thing. And there were reports of people on eBay paying how much do you think for a Twinkie?
A Twinkie or a box?
A Twinkie.
$20.
This is an absurd number. I mean, I can't imagine this is true. $250,000.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
I saw it. That's why I didn't weigh in. I saw that. These are, I don't know, probably oil money, I would guess. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. You might be right.
$50,000 on a Twinkie?
You just got to. I'd like to talk to that person. And then
Sean's sitting on $6,000 worth of cologne.
Maybe it was a Creed guy. He cashed out.
He's got. We asked him a couple episodes ago. Yeah. He had a bunch of. He brought his cologne in here, and we asked him how much he thought. He thought he had about $6,000 worth of cologne.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But you should say he's a collector, and he sort of buys and trades. Cologne. I mean, it's not as simple as
it's fluid. You never know.
This isn't a hoarding of men's. Exactly.
No. It depends on what's.
It appreciates. We always leave that out in context.
It's an investment.
So $500 bottle 5 years ago is worth $1,500 a day, so on. But we don't talk about that. You know, it's only the $6,000. So
Greg,
and people hate me now for it. People really hate me.
It's $1,000 increase. Yeah. $500 to $1,500.
Hold on. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. He's right. Yeah. The match checks out.
Deep fried Twinkies are a staple at fairs. Hostess actually sells a packaged deep fried Twinkie. No thanks. But the real ones, have you guys ever had deep fried Twinkies?
I don't think so, man.
Doesn't appeal to me, man.
Unbelievable. Or deep fried Oreos also.
Yeah, I had the deep fried Oreo. I didn't like it at all.
It's weird.
And I'm an Oreo guy.
Yeah.
I think that was Apollo. That was one of the things they did was the deep fried Twinkie.
Oh,
actual
packaging
package.
It up. Yeah, it's cool. But I had big things at fairs. I went to the Texas State Fair, which lasts like all summer, and that's the first time I had one. Fantastic.
Didn't we get into the Texas State Fair at one point?
It has come up on this podcast.
Might be in the Frito episode.
I think you're right. Yeah, because
pie.
Of this. I said something wrong, and people got
mad at you, man.
So maybe it's not all summer before people get mad.
Yeah,
maybe it's
the difference between
6 weeks
Frito pie and something and
a walking taco.
Yeah, yeah,
all that. But those are your fun facts.
Our point on that, Tim, was they call this thing the walking taco.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like a misnomer in that a taco is not in itself very hard to walk with, right?
No, it's a very simple task.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
People get upset.
That's our
they're passionate.
Fun fact.
Yeah, that's it.
I think the biggest takeaway from the trilogy, all the snack episodes, is Sean out of nowhere picks a new favorite snack.
Blows my mind too. Yeah, I mean, I still can't believe what I'm saying out loud. I never heard of Tasty Cakes. Till the day of the episode or the night before, I was like, "What? I didn't know. I thought it was a great. I thought it was a great value thing or random inspiration. Great value.
Philly's gonna throw batteries at you.
I'm making something wrong. Right? It's the best cake I've had. It's out of all of them.
Yeah.
In fact, if anything, Hostess, they got to step up. Maybe pull a Domino's, reinvent the pizza type.
Leave it to Brazzi.
You know, let's get rid of these things. Yep. People are passing away.
That was shocking. The ding dong situation, also shocking.
Yeah, is that your biggest takeaway from the three episodes?
That and what Sean said, just the Tasty Cake, again, not on my radar, and wow, that's a great product. But Little Debbie blew my mind. You know, everything I tried that day, I was just like, this is remarkable.
Yeah.
You just, because as an adult, you're just like, that's for kids and yeah. the packaged stuff and no yeah. thanks. And why, you know, I can go to a bakery. I can buy a real cupcake or a real cake, any of those things. But man, it just, it was.
Give it a look, Tim.
I'm going to have to check into this little Debbie. Yeah.
Scratching an itch I didn't know I had. It was yeah. really something. Yeah. So we've grown a lot.
Any takeaway from the Hostess episode?
I can't believe how tragically bad the snowball is.
Yeah. Right?
I mean, just really an assault on the taste buds. And then the zinger. Also, I think because of the attention the snowball is getting, the zinger's flying under the radar for how bad it is.
Again, an acquisition.
Yeah, we should point that out. That wasn't an original.
That goes on Dolly Madison.
That's on Dolly Madison. And I cannot believe how much I enjoyed the ding dong.
Yeah,
I mean,
too.
I just cannot believe
it. The ding dong is so good.
Yeah.
It's outstanding. That's one of my takeaways. The other takeaway is I was the one buying these samples in the store. You know, this is a cutthroat competitive business, man. These guys are fighting for every inch of shelf space. In a lot of cases, Tasty Cake, who's a newcomer in the St. Louis area, they don't even have a home on the shelf. They got a secondary stack over here, and they're happy with it. They're making big inroads at Dearburgs.
Wow.
Big inroads at Dearburgs.
Little buzz about Tasty Cake.
They got a little ways to go at Schnucks, but big inroads at
Dearburgs. Is that right?
Yeah. So that's my take.
Because right now, you speak to the shelf space and them having a spot. It's very much a destination product. If you know Tasty Cake around here, Tasty Cake, you're like, Dearburgs has it. I know where to get it. Yeah. I'm going. Little Debbie Hostess, their job is just to get in your sight lines as you're, you know, pushing.
Oh, there's secondary locations. Yeah. And I was in the grocery business. God knows what they're giving them for those secondary locations. It's probably not on the up and up.
No.
There's some Cardinal tickets exchanging.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. I didn't care for a lot of those dirtbag sales tactics, but I understand now being in that, these guys, it is cutthroat. And we haven't talked about Intimates. These guys are a tough competitor as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you to Randy Cash, our producer.
Real strong stuff today, Randy.
Good job, Randy.
Thank you. He's back.
Thank you to Tim Convey. Thank you to Sean O'Brien. And thank you to our guest, Tim McKernan.
Thank you for having me, gentlemen.
Back, man.
Thank you.
King Ding Dong.
King Ding Dong.
King Ding Dong McKernan. We are the consumers. You have been consumed.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.